This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hawsworth on the phone with two special guests this morning. 0 Degrees Gallery is a cooperative of over 40 established and emerging local artists who exhibit and sell their work through the gallery. The arts are very important in the Upper Great Lakes, and 0 Degrees offers an eclectic blend right in our neck of the woods in downtown Marquette. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary as a gallery, and they're also hosting a guest artist of the month. Our guests today are Mark Himes from the 0 Degrees Artist Gallery and the visiting artist Joey Gracie. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, my first question is for you, Mark. For those who may be unaware of the gallery and its location, can you tell us a bit about the mission of 0 Degrees Gallery and where you're located?
Yeah, we're located on 3rd Street, 525 North 3rd Street, kitty corner from Contrast Coffee. A lot of people know where that is and don't know where the gallery is, so that's a landmark they can use. But we were formed about 10 years ago to allow a venue for local artists to display and to sell their artwork. And we've been going quite strong ever since then.
Yeah, and what kind of art is on display? I've looked through the website and I've seen some Facebook posts as well. I see a variety of different mediums like paintings and woodwork, things like that.
We have a lot of different mediums. We have photographers, painters in oils as well as acrylics and watercolor. We have jewelry. We have woodworking, wood turning. There's a blacksmith, Gordon Gerhardt. We also have a metal worker, Earl Senchuk, that has all sorts of interesting creative things. We have fiber work and knitting and a really broad variety of interesting and very, very excellent artwork.
Yeah, it sounds like you're covering all the bases. Now, when things got started at 0 Degrees, did you have all those kind of mediums right away, or did it take some time to bring on different people like woodworking and blacksmithing?
It started with a variety of mediums, but the amount of artists has increased from when I had been there.
Sure, sure. Now, what entails being the guest artist of the month at the gallery? How are they picked? I understand that the guest's art is displayed throughout the month.
Oh, that's correct. We have several different artists that are scheduled for monthly shows in the gallery. They have a special place in the gallery, and it's usually from the first of the month to the end of the month. And we've selected some excellent artists to show their work, and Joey Gracie has a wonderful display at our gallery.
And Joey, I read that you're born and raised in Marquette, and you're also a graduate of NMU, and you also earned a BFA with an emphasis in furniture. Can you tell us about your artistic journey? And I understand you weren't always a full-time artist, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, well, I had always grown up around woodworking. You know, my father had a shop in the basement. He built all the cabinets in our house. So it was something I was always exposed to. In college, I actually started with a business degree, and then halfway through, I decided to change over to art for, I don't know, many reasons, I guess. And then since then, after graduating, I worked at a cabinet shop for a little while, and I worked up in Ishpeming at Bell Forest Products for a while. But then I was always doing my art on the side, traveling and doing shows on the weekends. And then about 5 years ago, you know, I was selling enough work where it kind of made sense that I could leave my full-time job and kind of start doing shows full-time.
So it's kind of the classic story of following your dream until, you know, that became the focus for you.
Pretty much, yeah. I was pretty persistent while I did it. I wouldn't say it was always a magical journey. It was a lot of work and a lot of struggle to get to this point. And it's still, you know, and it's not that I've arrived by any means. I'm still working a lot every day. So.
Sure. But it is certainly a great thing that you are the guest artist of the month at 0 Degrees. So congratulations for that. Can you tell us about pieces that are on display at 0 Degrees? I noticed there is a lot of woodwork. Like I'm seeing squares of different woods that are connected together. Can you tell us a bit about your displays?
Sure. Yeah. So typically what, my background was in furniture making. But then after college, I got into wood turning because it's an easy way to have a shop and produce a finished item. There's a minimal amount of equipment with wood turning. It's pretty much, you just need a lathe and a bandsaw to get you started. From there, you know, my lathe actually ended up breaking at one point. I had to get ready for a show. So with those squares specifically that are on display, those are kind of my first type of carved item, because I had to prepare something for the upcoming show. So I had this small idea of what I wanted to do, and so I started with those squares. The squares sold at the show almost immediately, and from those squares, kind of I've grown from there to larger sculptures and larger wall hanging pieces, and that's kind of been my focus for the last 6 years probably.
So Joey, tell us about your gallery and where it's located.
So this summer we opened a small gallery in front of my studio. We have about 17 artists total. Half of our artists are from Michigan and the other half are from all over the country. So our gallery is a little different than Zero Degrees, kind of focused specifically on what you call contemporary craft. So it's mostly non-functional items, but still in the craft range, like clay, wood, and glass and things like that. Our gallery is located, it's in the same building as Lakeshore Bike, right across from McCarty's Cove. It's on the south side of the building. So it's a little tricky to find. And there's a black door, is kind of what you got to look for.
Yeah, I'd like to just say that Joey has he has very high-end artists here, and many of them are nationally known and award-winning artists, as Joey is himself. And a lot of them have had work in very, very fine shows, and it's really a wonderful gallery to look at. So some of those artists have pieces in the Smithsonian.
And then Patrick Dragon is in the permanent collection of the White House. He has quite a few pieces on display here.
Now, tell us about the Zero Degrees 10th anniversary celebration. I understand that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to have some sales going on. We'll have some areas of display where we'll have fairly inexpensive items, say a couple of tables with $25 or less on them. We have a lot of items that are small that can be sold there. We're also going to be having a drawing for a $50 gift certificate and a tote bag that has a lot of art pieces in it. The sale is going to be going on through the 21st, so it'll be a week long. Kind of takes place on what used to be Ladies' Night, start out with November 14th, but it goes on in the downtown area. They're having Ladies' Week throughout the whole week, and so we're being part of that as well.
Our guests are Mark Himes and Joey Gracie, talking about the Zero Degrees Gallery, the Artist of the Month, and also their 10th anniversary celebration. They began in 2010, and here we are 10 years later. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about what's happening at Zero Degrees, either of you?
Well, the gallery is a wonderful gallery. We have a lot of people that are tourists that come in, and a lot of local people. It's a great place to buy gifts. We have beautiful note cards, jewelry, and again, a big variety of art. And it's a very nice place to see Joey's work as well as his own gallery is.
And you can also catch up at zerodegreesgallery.org and find out more about Joey's artwork there, as well as all about the gallery itself. How can people reach out otherwise? I see that there is a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page. We have an email list where people can get on our list and have regular emails. And we have a website, zerodegreesgallery.org. And otherwise, come on down to the gallery. It's open from Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and on Sundays from 11 to 3. And in December, we hope to be open every day. Certainly welcome visitors. Masking and social distancing are required by law, and we people have been very good at holding that.
And again, 0 Degrees, located kitty corner from Contrast Coffee, downtown on the 3rd Street in Marquette. So you can head down and visit 0 Degrees that way. Mark Himes and Joey Gracie from 0 Degrees Gallery, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.